CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet lawnmowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.
With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Janice McKay. Grey Bruce OPP continue to investigate a collision between a motorcycle and another vehicle on Highway 10 near Flesherton. Emergency responders were called to the intersection of Highway 10 at Road 32 in Grey Highlands on April 21st at 5:41 in the evening. A motorcyclist was airlifted to a London hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The road was closed for a short period of time. Bruce County will use information collected at a recent housing forum to develop a housing action plan. Municipal leaders recently discussed the need, supply, and affordability of housing in Bruce County at the second annual Bruce County Housing Forum. The theme was collaboration, highlighting the importance of county and municipal staff working together on housing solutions. Attendees agreed there's a need for other levels of government to invest in infrastructure and affordable housing builds, as well as make tools available to help the county and municipalities deliver affordable housing. The affordable housing threshold for 2022-2023 in Bruce County was an ownership cost just above $399,000 and rents just above $1,300 a month. According to Bruce Power, the latest record performance from Unit 7 is evidence that extending the lives of their nuclear generating units makes sense. Unit 7 was taken offline April 18th for a planned outage after marking a historical record run of 646 consecutive days. Unit 7 has had the second longest run behind Unit 1's post-refurbishment run of 694 days in 2020. The two-month Unit 7 planned outage is an investment of over $121 million into maintenance and inspection. As well, cobalt 60 will be harvested toward the end of the outage to be processed and distributed worldwide to sterilize billions of single-use medical devices. At the same time, the other Bruce B operating units are being removed from service for a vacuum building outage. The Bayfield community has raised $65,000 toward a new pedestrian walkway to Bayfield River Flats Natural Area. With just $5,000 left to be raised, the Huron Tract Land Trust Conservancy called for tenders and awarded the job to Van Driel Excavating. Spokesperson Roger Lewington says it will be an important access point for people who want to enjoy the natural area.
When the new Bayfield Bridge was constructed, we had asked for a underbridge walkway so we could have pedestrian access from the village to the property. And that was agreed to, but we have to pay for the connector section on our property side down to the river flat.
Construction is expected to begin soon, and the river flat's natural area will be closed for access during the project. For more on these and other stories, go to CKNXNewsToday.ca.
A pair of Canadian teams will try and take 2-0 series leads as the Stanley Cup playoffs roll on tonight. The Winnipeg Jets will welcome the Colorado Avalanche into the whiteout once more, coming off a thrilling 7-6 Game 1 win on Sunday. That action gets underway at 9:30 p.m. The Vancouver Canucks will have a bit more trouble keeping their winning ways alive. Today, news broke that starting goalie Thatcher Demko is unavailable tonight and questionable for the remainder of their first-round series with Nashville. Casey DeSmith gets the start in net when that game gets underway at 10 p.m. The Huron County Fastball League is holding a scheduling meeting tonight in Walton as the league enters its 36th season. The scheduling meeting gets underway at 7:30. And the Toronto Blue Jays take on the Kansas City Royals in the second of a 4-game set tonight. Kevin Gausman, who is off to a shaky start this season, takes a bump for the Jays while Michael Wacha counters for the Royals. You can catch that on CKNX 920 starting at 7:30. For CKNX Sports, I'm Eric Thompson.
Cloudy tonight with showers beginning this evening and ending near midnight. Risk of a thunderstorm. Winds gusting to 60 with a low near zero. For tomorrow, cloudy but clearing near noon. Gusty north winds and a high of 5. On Thursday, sunshine with a high of 11 and sunny Friday, high 17.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on CKNXNewsToday.ca.